defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Indeed, sitting inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. And I'm going to throw this out again just because we are dependent on systems beyond our control to see to it that you get the program coast to coast. And the systems have been taxed in and outside of the ATL area. It's been difficult. I know the companies are doing everything they can, and I just want to let you know that if we should happen to drop it, it's beyond our control, but I will be right back up immediately afterwards. I just want to let you know that. It hasn't been an issue, but you never know, and I want to throw that out there. It's very bizarre times that we're in. Yesterday, we were in a position here in the GunBroker.com studios. By the way, I spoke with GunBroker today. Lots of fun stuff coming up with them soon. But we were in a position yesterday, unique, in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms microphone with breaking news yesterday live about New Jersey. And this was all coming out, you know, and it was wonderful to see. But I had not yet even seen a release that was so fresh that Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation had not yet even put out a release. Well, I've got that release now, and I want to read it to you. And then I'm going to go to my guest and we'll start the conversation off with that. Bellevue, Washington, Second Amendment Foundation declare victory today when New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy backed away from his earlier position on gun shop operations in the state during the current COVID-19 COVID-19 panic, and will now allow operations by appointment. Now, if you notice, by appointment, that's what they did in Pennsylvania, and that's no doubt that's why Murphy did what he did, but I digress and I'll continue. Second Amendment Foundation sued Murphy and acting state police superintendent Colonel Patrick Callahan in U.S. District Court last week, seeking a preliminary injunction and temporary restraining order. They were ultimately joined by the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, Legacy Indoor Range, and Armory LLC, and the Firearms Policy Coalition. Racing Rails LLC, doing business as Legend Firearms, and several private citizens. Plaintiffs were represented by noted civil rights attorney, these guys are really good, David Jensen of New York and Adam Crowd of California. They're the best of the best, by the way. Here's the quote. We're delighted that Governor Murphy has reversed course on this matter, even if it took a lawsuit to get him to do it. That was Alan Gottlieb, executive vice president of the and founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. And he says our lawsuit cut right to the heart of what the Second Amendment is all about, which is personal protection during emergency situations like the ongoing coronavirus pandemic that has gripped the nation. Murphy found himself in the uncomfortable and untenable position of having to defend his armed protection detail while having closed down Garden State gun shops, making it impossible for average citizens to buy even ammunition, much less a firearm. While we pursue litigation elsewhere, Gottlieb said, we're happy that the situation in New Jersey has changed. Regardless what some politicians might think, the Second Amendment is not subject to emergency orders, same as the First, Fourth, Fifth, or other constitutional protections. This is one more example of Second Amendment Foundation's ongoing mission to win back firearms freedom one lawsuit at a time. That was the great Alan Gottlieb. Before I go into any of this, let me go to my first and only guest today. You know him at KQAM, Wichita, Kansas, as the voice of reason, Mr. Andy Hoosier. Welcome back to Kansas, dude.
Oh, man, I am so happy to be back in Kansas. I'm so happy to be back on the show with you. Man, I feel at home. Let me tell you, when I made the announcement that I was back in Kansas, I was back in Wichita, I was back at KQAM, on social media, on the air, everybody lost their minds. It was so cool to see everybody so happy. And I feel more at home than I ever have. The six-month stint away from Kansas, I guess, was a vacation away a little bit. But I'm home, and I don't plan on going anywhere else. It is so good to be back, man.
And, you know, KQAM listeners are very devoted to Armed American Radio, both Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We're devoted to them. We love Kansas residents. We love KQAM. And, you know, it's really fascinating to me that I continued to get emails, you know, when is Andy going to come back on the program? People love to hear your voice on the show. And I think of the Wizard of Oz. You get to say, you know, usually in the Wizard famous line is, we're not in Kansas. I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, Toto. You get to say, we're in Kansas again, honey. We're back in Kansas. Oh, yeah. What a beautiful thing. Love Welcome it. Home.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I tell you what, the listeners love you. I know that you get a lot of emails, and I love being able to jump on the show whenever you want. So it's a good time, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back. Welcome home. Congratulations. I know it was a long road. Andy, let's talk a little bit about now that we have you, and God bless you for being here on short notice today. I'm going to tell you exactly what the deal was today. I was so busy today, so busy, and still am, that honest to goodness, I had no time for the radio program. How does that work, right? When you're a radio
well,
host?
Let me tell you, this is very unprecedented times, and with the virus going on, with everybody concerned about the virus, it's weird because you would think that something like the Second Amendment would be something that we kind of put on the back burner that we're not really concerned about right now. It's not about guns. It's always about this virus and this health. But as you mentioned, there's always a way to bring it back to the Second Amendment, always back to your liberties and your rights, always a way back to bring it back to your firearms. Kansas, as we just went under a stay-at-home order from the governor, we were doing it county by county. The governor just over the weekend actually put it in statewide now. But there were exceptions, and the Republican state legislature put it in here to protect the fact that gun shops in the state are essential businesses and can remain open. And we were able to secure that in our state. So that was a big victory for us here, because that's the first thing that popped up when this came about was, what are essential businesses? Can I go to church? And can I buy a gun?
You know, that, by the way, that audio, I was getting ready to play some audio for you and it popped up by accident. So I apologize for that. Let me take it back to the gun, Andy. Let me go right back to the gun. But before I do that, I've got some more breaking news, and this is great news. There's some schadenfreude here, listener. There really, truly is, because this guy brings out Angry Mark, this Villanueva sheriff out in L.A. Andy, you're probably familiar with this clown. This is the sheriff who believes that he has the authority and the moral authority and the power granted to him by God to close down gun shops and tell citizens that they don't need to be panic buying guns right now, because that's not what they should be worried about. That's what the L.A. County Sheriff had to say. This guy's a real loser. Well, he got put in his place. Second Amendment Foundation threatened suits against him. This guy is a real piece of work. He's almost as much of a piece of work as Chuck Todd. That's saying something. But breaking just 4 minutes ago, Los Angeles supervisors removed Sheriff as head of emergency operations. So the L.A. County Board of Supervisors removed this guy on today, after he reversed an order to close gun shops amid the coronavirus pandemic. The supervisors are saying, according to this piece, that the vote was in response to the 2018 Woolsey fire that charred nearly 100,000 acres. So, you know, I'm not buying any of that. I'm not buying any of it. I think the L.A. Board of Supervisors decided he didn't have enough cojones to keep the gun shops closed, because they're no friends of your gun rights, that they got rid of this guy, even though the AG warned him, as did the Los Angeles County Attorney, tell him, you are violating the U.S. Constitution. You cannot do that. Andy, it all goes back to the second, but good to see that this guy is at least out and not in charge, because we know what a zealot and hater of our rights he is. I don't want somebody like that in charge of anything in a situation like that, because those people abuse their power. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, they love to abuse the power. Look, they use this as an opportunity to take away rights in the time of crisis. They always say, never let a crisis go, you know, without taking advantage of it. To some degree, they always want to try and find a way to slip in the extra spending. I mean, look at what they did with the stimulus package to try and help individuals. Democrats held it up because they wanted environmental regulation in it, because they wanted abortion funding, because they wanted carbon emissions for airplanes. They wanted all this garbage in a bill that's supposed to go as paychecks to individuals to help them while small business is shut down and the economy's tanking. This is the opportunity that governors have and that politicians have all over the country right now, is that when we are in a time of crisis and we talk about social distancing, we talk about trying to stay at home, we talk about trying to stay healthy and stay safe, they're like, well, that means that you can't go and get your gun, you can't go and actually stock up for, you know, you crazy doomsday preppers, you can't do what you need to do. We're going to try. Let me ask you this. Name one regulation or government agency that when you give them authority and power that they end up willingly give it up when that time is over.
Okay, stop there. That's a wonderful point. Thank you. We've been talking about New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy, who closed down gun shops until he saw fit to reopen them. Yeah. Let me explain something about Governor Murphy. Governor Murphy would never. He would have had to have been sued to reopen gun shops. I can promise you that. This man would never have reopened gun shops. He would have never even tried. Wouldn't have even been on the table. This man hates your right to keep and bear arms. And these are the usual suspects. I want to go back to how we can turn it right back to the gun. Virtually every story that we talk about can be turned back to the right to keep and bear arms. We're going to cover something. I want to go to Italy with you for something that is becoming a fear here in America. I'm talking to the great Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Finally back home, Toto, in Kansas, where he belongs. Back right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Indeed, to the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. I am Mark Walters, and of course I am filling your prescription for freedom every single day. Freedom never takes a break, by the way. Let me make this very clear, listeners, I've been getting a lot of email. Andy, welcome back in, by the way. Let's bring you into this conversation as well. How you doing, brother?
Living the dream, my friend, every day.
Living the dream, baby. Back in Kansas, you are living the dream. KQAM listeners, particularly today, welcome to Andy Hoosier and welcome to Wichita. To Wichita listeners, you know, this is important. I've had a lot of people wondering, you know, what is Armed American Radio doing this? What are we doing? Are you guys locked in a studio? How is this all working? The answer to that question is no. We're doing the same thing we've always done, and we're going to bring you a program. Now, some of the systems we're using are taxed, Andy. Internet connections around are difficult. Sometimes cell service is a little spotty with some of our guests in areas because the systems themselves, Andy, as you know, are being overburdened right now, right? You're noticing that too, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the fact that everybody's home watching Netflix or watching YouTube videos means that the internet's lagging all the time. So, yeah, we have some difficulties when it comes to some of the services that we use. But, you know, it's all part of that social distancing. But, hey, you know what? The beauty of it is that we're in radio, so we get to socially distance by whispering in the listener's ear.
We can whisper in listener's ear, and we talk in front of the microphone. We can provide that theater of the mind. But it is important to point out, I want to keep throwing this disclaimer out there, that we do rely on those systems that are being overburdened for our studios to communicate back and forth remotely from the network. Now, you won't have that situation if you're not doing something connected to another network, but we are. And as a result of that, from time to time, we have to change things up, make sure. And I'm using a new system in here that I don't generally use, and we're experimenting with it, and I love it. The audio quality is fantastic. But we are experimenting with it. So, you know, the nice part is if we do have a problem with it, it's an instant reconnect, which is really, really, and it's just as fast as I can move my fingers. That's how fast it is. So hopefully I don't have to practice. But, I'm thrilled, Andy, to be able to give listeners the word that we're here, we're not going anywhere, that we're covering this for you. And as the Second Amendment is under incredible pressure. Now, Andy, let's talk about that pressure briefly. Before I go back to connecting everything to guns, because I do want to go to a story out of Italy. Andy, it wasn't that long ago you and I were discussing how important what was happening in Virginia is. It was the single number one story of my lifetime as far as the Second Amendment is concerned. I don't think anything came close. Mr. Gottlieb agreed, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. While he had said over the 40 years there were big stories, Virginia certainly at the, you know, topped the list. Because we know it's what they wanted to do for us at the federal level. Virginia has been just overrun by what we're witnessing now. This, bar none, is the biggest story of our rights because we're seeing so many attacks on our rights. And the Second Amendment is going to come out of this stronger than ever before. Let's get your thoughts on that.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it was the setup. I mean, we realized, and we talked about this way back when, that the elections this year may be really focused around the Second Amendment to some degree, and we had Virginia being that example of that, the governor really trying to impose their will. Democrat legislative majority and the governor all at the same time trying to push that. And now we have this virus where people are on lockdown. We start seeing the fear of something like a martial law happening, people going and buying toilet paper, the grocery stores completely out, and the guns and the ammo. I mean, we went and saw ammunition at one of the stores about a week or two ago, and there was barely any left. Everybody went out and bought this stuff up because everybody was concerned. It's going to come down to this election. I still stand by it. I still think it's going to be a matter of freedom and liberty and the Second Amendment that's going to drive us into this election, because guns are more important than ever right now, because if they take firearms away, then nothing else matters. As you talked about in the last segment, when it comes to California, with them trying to say, well, we'll reopen up when we decide it's going to be important, or when it's okay, or when it's safe to do so. And as you mentioned, it's going to take a lawsuit to force them to open it back up, because there will always be something that will prevent them from saying, you know what, it's safe now, you can go and purchase firearms. And the crazy part is that we see, I just saw a headline a day or two ago about the massive amount of firearms that are just sold over the last couple of weeks or the last month or so because of this pandemic, And crime rates have not increased in any way, shape, or form. In fact, we just saw the story here in Wichita where crime rates have decreased by 20% when it comes to armed robberies and that sort of thing. So it's actually gone down. So as firearm sales are going up, crime rates are going down. That's not good for the ones that are trying to start this whole fear tactic that more guns are in the streets and that we're going to have more crime and more people doing bad things with the firearms. So they're going to have to find a way to get around that type of talking point because it's not going to fit their agenda very well.
Yeah, their agenda's on its heels right now. It's the worst it's ever been. It has, you know, nobody in the country is screaming for more gun control.
Right.
More liberals now are screaming for firearms than probably ever before. And we welcome them. We have a responsibility. I was talking with Rob Pincus earlier today in a video segment online from the virtual studios here, Video Network Studios of Armed American Radio, and we were talking about just this subject, Andy, about how the Second Amendment is, in fact, going to come out much, much stronger now that we've seen. And, you know, I don't like to, but I'm going to. I guess I kind of got to. But, I mean, when you're right, you're right. And, you know, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back here. I'm truly not. But we've been warning about these people and what their agenda is and what they're all about. And never in my wildest dreams did I think that we would have a situation like this unfold in America that would expose those people and prove it. It's not just me. It's me on this microphone preaching it for years over the nation's airwaves that these people hate you. They want to take your guns. And their response is, oh, BS. Nobody wants your guns. No, we respect the Second Amendment. It's all about gun safety. And blah, 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 blah. And now we've seen exactly what they want to do. We've got mayors wanting to shut down gun shops. We've got governors shutting down entire state systems so that background checks can't be performed, using the state police to enforce it. We have a governor in New Mexico, from what I understand. We're still trying to get some word out of there as to really what's going on. But the story goes, Andy, that the New Mexico governor is using state police to close gun shops. So don't give me this garbage that that's not what they want to do. The Second Amendment is going to come out of this stronger. We are right about this. It's not a bunch of bunk, and we're not a bunch of gun nuts. These people are attacking not just our Second Amendment rights, but they're taking other liberties away from us as they go after our Second Amendment rights, just as Murphy did. I've never seen anything like this. I hope to God we never do again. But boy, I'll tell you what, the Second Amendment's going to come out of this thing just smelling like a rose, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Give it to me.
No, you're absolutely right. And they're being exposed for a lot of things right now. I mean, it started all the way back when they were attacking Trump for attacking a terrorist in Iran and exposed them for not really supporting and standing up for the United States. Now they're standing up and they're trying to blame Trump for the virus, and they're really standing not with Americans, but they're trying to find political gain during the crisis and then trying to impose their will on the Second Amendment. They're really being exposed for many different things right now. And I think
tyrants.
The party as a whole and voters are starting to recognize that, you know what, the party leadership may not be in our best interest. They have their own interests in mind, and it's not aligned in any way, shape, or form with America as a whole right now.
You better believe it. We're getting ready to take a break. That was perfect timing from the voice of reason, Andy Hoosier. That's the radio broadcast communication extraordinaire professionalism inside Andy, that he just sensed that clock. He just sensed it. We'll be back with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms microphone right after this. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Damn right you are. Welcome back inside the Armed American Radio Video Network studios, too. We've got so much fun, stuff going on, as Trump would say. It's just very, very great stuff that we have going on, just very, very great stuff happening, and it really, truly is. If you want to get a taste of what we're in the process of doing, we are testing some of our systems via social media live, Facebook Live, the Armed American Radio, AARVDN, or VNS, Virtual Desk, or the Virtual Network Studios, VNS. And you can take a look at the AAR Virtual Network Studios. Today I did about an hour, a little bit longer, on with Rob Pincus as a guest on video in the Virtual Network Studios. You can see it at Facebook. Thousands of you already have. I can't thank you enough. It's a very powerful medium that I've wanted to use for an awful long time but couldn't. And now we can, and we're going to do some amazing, amazing things with it as we move into the future. And I'm excited about it. Andy Hoosier, welcome back in. I'm kind of disappointed that we have to use this type of situation, but it has given us the opportunity to do some of these things that we might not have been able to do with Rob Pincus, for example, because Rob's tour. He would normally be in the midst of his training tour right now, Andy Hoosier, and he's not now. He can't. So he's able to give us a lot more of his time, and we're going to be doing a lot of work with him. So a lot of really cool stuff going on as things change, Mr. Hoosier. I'm sure you're feeling that in Wichita, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, as sad as this is, as scary as it is at times, as concerning or frustrating or economically, you know, stressful or whatever this may be, I always try and look at the positive side of things, and there is a bright side of this. We get to kind of reset a little bit, refocus on our priorities, focus a little bit more time on the family by staying at home if we have an opportunity to do so. And I tell you what, for radio especially, there are a lot of new radio listeners because they're not doing anything else. They're working at home. They're working outside in their backyard. They're sitting in their room, whatever it is, listening to radio. So for us in the media world, this is almost an opportunity. I mean, how many people are listening to online podcasts and live radio shows right now because they have nothing else to do? So to give information, to be entertaining, to do our thing, this is the prime opportunity for us, man. We're having fun with it.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting. I've got a lot of monitors going on in here. Some of them, if you've watched it on video, you can see behind me, but you can't see in front of me. It's probably four or five. And one of them, as you were talking, Andy, about this, and you were saying it's a scary time, et cetera, I want to make it very clear that, how much clearer can I make it? I hate the media. I hate them. I hate everything they do. I hate the agenda that they push. I hate the fact they push an agenda, period. That's more of what I hate. I hate 24-hour news cycle. I can't stand it. I think it is incredibly detrimental to the psyche of America. And when you combine that with a 24-hour cycle, as I often say, and the fact that you can pick this garbage up on your phone, it's causing deep, deep, deep division in America. It's never going to correct itself. The genie's out. The grill lid is lifted, and the steak smoke and the hickory smoke is gone. It's never coming back. We can't put in the bottle.
Let me give you an example of that. I mean, as you mentioned with the media right now, you want to know how out of touch the media is with the general public. Listen to Jim Acosta during the daily press briefings Trump's doing for the coronavirus task force right now. When he asks him, what do you mean that people are depressed and going to commit suicide because of the economic turmoil here in the nation? What do you mean by that? Do you have any scientific, do you have any evidence or doctors saying this is going to happen, when they obviously don't have a clue the fact that if you're working hourly wages and you don't get to work those hourly wages and you have a house bill and you have a car bill and you have medical bills and you have food to provide for your family and you can't make that money, a lot of people fall into depressions. That's not a scientific deal. That's common sense. And the fact that those yahoos up in Washington, D.C. have to ask him that to try and belittle him for giving false information because they're so out of touch with the general public, that's when you know that the media is not really out for your best interest.
Well, that and among other things where I'll go with this is because of my deep disdain for the mainstream media, we've gotten a lot of over-the-top coverage, which is absolutely ridiculous. And unfortunately, no one's going to be held accountable for it. There is a tremendous amount of fear-mongering going on. I can promise you that it's going to cause long-term. You have people who are afraid to be near other people. You have people who are, from now on, sneeze the next time you're in Costco because there's pollen outside. And watch what happens to you. Okay? The coverage has been over-the-top. It's been outrageous, and it does no one any good. Now, there's a good news story right now, thank God, because what's going to happen, Andy, is the moment the media can latch on to something else, and it will happen, it's inevitable, it's going to happen, they themselves are going to get tired of this. The moment they do that, people are going to start feeling this in the rearview mirror. And they're going to start thinking, hey, what in the world just happened? That is not downplaying the coronavirus. It is not in any way, shape, or form downplaying any of that. It could impact. I have elderly parents in Florida who I was thinking about going and getting not long ago. And I'm still up in the air about that and getting them closer up here to their family right now. But having said that, we're going to eventually look back in the rearview mirror. We're going to, what in the world just happened? What just happened? And a lot of the fear-mongering is absolutely unnecessary. But there's a good story coming out of Washington. For the first time, they're beginning to see a slowdown in reported cases in Washington. And once that begins to happen elsewhere, the media is going to stop reporting on it, and you're not going to hear about it anymore. Even though it will still be a problem in pockets of the country, you won't even hear about it anymore. I'm telling you, Andy, it's going to happen. Correct me if you think I'm wrong. Please get in my face if I'm wrong.
No, you're right. It's going to be in the larger city areas. I mean, right now we're seeing the, 70,000, 75,000 people confirmed with the virus in the New York area, and that's where the news is going to focus. But, you know, when places like Kansas or places like Wyoming or places like wherever, you know, the small rural areas are still going to have a little case here or there. They're going to move on, and they're going to talk about how many people died because, you know, someone accidentally shot off a firearm and hurt somebody, and they're going to talk and rail on the Second Amendment again. Here's my prediction, though. I think at the end of this, when this is all said and done, as you just mentioned, society is going to change to a degree because we're going to even keep that social distancing barrier, that bubble with us a little bit, even after they say everything's good, you can come back to your daily lives now, that coronavirus is almost going to be one of those words that you don't say in the public building like fire. You don't say coronavirus in the theater when you start sneezing, because I would be one of those jerks that's in the grocery store and grab a whole bunch of toilet paper and start running out and start yelling, coronavirus! And you know, people might be very upset about that. So I'm wondering if that's going to be the new word you're not allowed to say in public without people panicking.
Well, I'm hopeful. I know that that Americans are going to – I'm confident, you know, that Americans are going to go on with their lives. There's no question about that. This is going to be a blip on the radar screen at some point in the very, very near future. It's part of life, unfortunately, and our generation is living through this very weird thing that we're living through. And I'm looking at a headline right now. MIT researcher, droplets carrying coronavirus germs can travel up to 27 feet. How does he know it's not 26 or 28? How do we know that?
Well,
okay. Now they're going to talk about this for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, and now what are we going to do? If there are somebody's going to latch onto this and want to stay 27 feet away from somebody, okay? Mm-hmm. This over the top stuff is ridiculous, and as we know, media reports a bunch of garbage. My theory has been this for a long, long time. Not theory, I've put this into practice years ago. If you, for example, if you find out there's a mass killing somewhere, watch about 60 seconds of it, then turn it off. Because anything you're getting after that is a loop of the same helicopter shot, the same guy cop running from his car with an AR-15, and they're going to loop that stuff back, and they're not going to know anything for hours. And what they're telling you is nothing but speculation with a bunch of people sitting in a little box going, well, I think what you think isn't what's happening. It's what you think. And it's very, very dangerous. I'm off my soapbox on that. And again, there's somebody out there saying, I'm not downplaying the virus. I am not in any way, shape, or form. It could impact my family. It could impact anybody's family. God forbid it does, and God forbid it impacts your family. That's not what I'm talking about. Get over yourselves. I'm talking about the media coverage and over the top. And it has got a lot of people frightened, Andy, unnecessarily.
There is. There's really two different pandemics going on right now. There is the actual virus that is a concern, that is a fear. It's something that we need to be very careful about. I mean, I admit, I downplayed it at the beginning, too. I'm like, it's just a severe flu or a severe cold. It's not that big of a deal. But the fact that you can carry it and transport it to somebody who is very
10 weak, seconds,
you
brother.
Don't even know it. I mean, that is a concern. Well, but the second big fear is the media.
10 seconds, brother. We'll be back with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, right after this. Don't go away.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back, indeed. I'm in the GunBroker.com studios. I have to tell you that you need to support GunBroker. How do you do that? You go to GunBroker.com and create an account. It's free. And then you can view up to 1.5 million auctions. I can't get enough of looking at the thing. I mean, sometimes I look at it so much it drives me nuts. I do use it at lunch on a regular basis. And let me give you some really good advice, by the way. My dad told me when I got out of college years ago, he said, remember when you get busy in your career and you're gung-ho and everything's, you're going about your day all day long, don't forget, you got to take a lunch. And what my dad meant by that was you got to take some time for yourself. You do. particularly now if you're not used to working at home. I worked at home for many, many, many years. It's nothing new to me. It requires a certain level of get up and go and drive. It's not for everybody. If you find yourself working at home and you're new at it, let me give you some advice. Get up from time to time and take a break, okay? That's been something that I've had a hard time doing over many, many, many years. You can be in the office all day long when your commute is from upstairs to downstairs, okay? But and when you want to take a break, Letzinger's Whiskey is great for that, by the way. Brad Primo is becoming a regular over on the Roundtable. We are kind of, looks like that Roundtable's coming back, right? Over on the MonsterCast. So make sure to support our sponsors, Letzinger's Whiskey. And as I just mentioned, gunbroker.com. My gosh, go look at the auctions. If you can't find it in your gun shops right now, it's at Gunbroker. Everything from guns to accessories to everything that you can imagine. Just go check it out. It doesn't cost a dime. Please sign up. Crossbreed Holsters, support them. They're about 10 to 14 days out on shipping right now, but they're getting everything made. They are practicing safe social distancing at work. Fortunately, their factory's pretty much set up like that anyway. Nobody on top of each other. I will have a new MyPillow ad coming out for you soon. New buy one, get ones specifically right now to bring costs down to get you what you need from Mike Lindell, who was with President Trump yesterday at the White House. Mike is a wonderful guy. I shot an email over to the staff yesterday at MyPillow telling them I'm so proud of him, and I'm so proud to be able to call him a friend and know him. He's an unbelievable man, and he supports this program. Please support his products. Carr Arms, Second Amendment Foundation, North American Arms, Emerson Knives, and, of course, we heard from Bursa. Rafael Dovalli was here yesterday. All of these people have earned, deserve, and need our support right now, believe me. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, welcome back in. Let me take you to your radio. You know that hard break's going to get you, man, so I appreciate your understanding there, Andy.
No, you're absolutely, and I knew the break was coming up there, but you're just to recap real quickly what that was about was that there are two pandemics going on, the actual virus that is a concern in society, but then the hype of it from the media that's the fear tactic to make it even worse. I mean, it's already bad, but then to take it to that new level of creating fear in society, which is what the media does already every day, that people are out in the streets to get you, they're going to rob your home at any time, sure. Anybody with a firearm's going to harm you. I mean, they've taken that level of fear and paranoia to a virus when people are unstable and concerned and worried about what's going to go on anyways, and then they try and belittle the leaders like President Trump and Vice President Pence and the whole Corona staff and the task force up there, and even the governors that are doing a great job in many of the states as well. They belittle them, that they don't know what they're doing, that we're not in proper leadership hands, and that right. We're all going to fall into this crazy, you know, pandemic and all die because we don't have the proper leaders. That's taking it to an unnecessary, unhealthy level in society. And to go back, just to put a little bow on it with what you said, is that take some time away from media and from the actual crazy news reporters, because they're the ones that are going to create that fear when there's not as much that you need to worry about other than just be safe, use common sense, take care of yourself. I didn't realize the government needed to tell us to use hand sanitizer and wash ourselves when we got dirty. To me, like the fact that the government has to tell us that, yeah. Makes me a little sad for society.
Let me make it very clear. I don't need Governor Cuomo to teach me how to wash my hands. I don't need the federal government to tell me to stay away from somebody that's sick. I don't need Governor Cuomo or the federal government to tell me not to go to work when I'm sick. These are things that we should be doing anyway. Let's not forget the fact that during flu season, for example, which is approximately 6 months of the year, we don't want anybody near us that's got that crap. And over 61,000, with 304 people died per day in America, per day, over that six-month period, according to the CDC, for the numbers that, and we're still in flu season now. It's coming to an end, but you'd never know this by watching the television, that people are dying from the flu every day today. All day, every day, people are still dying from the flu. So, you know, television and this garbage in 24 hour has a way to cloud our perspective in ways that it becomes extremely frightening. Advice to you, get your face out of it. Get your face out of it. If you're at home with your kids all day and your family and your husband, you're not used to having him around because he's working from home all day long, or maybe vice versa. Maybe your husband, you know, works from home and you don't. Now you're home. You know what's a great family activity? It's springtime. At least it is where I'm at, right? Pollen's terrible, no doubt. Go to the range if it's open, okay? Most of your stalls are 6 feet apart anyway. Crying out, but go outside, build a fire in a fire pit, sit out in your backyard, sit out in your front yard, grab some lawn chairs. You know what I'd love to be able to do, but the government says I can't do? I'd love to play jarts, dude. But I can't. Do you remember jarts? Jarts were those big old giant knives that you threw across the yard, and they went flying up in the air and stuck in the grass.
I like that idea, too. I was thinking that was like a drinking darts game, and I was like, oh,
you didn't want to play. You didn't know. You used to drink and throw jarts when I was a kid, man. You're like, who came up with this stuff? You're throwing giant arrows at each other that weighed a ton, and you're out there drinking beer doing it. It was crazy. But the point that I'm trying to make is, and somebody out there knows exactly what I'm talking about, jarts, marketarmedamericanradio.org, my gosh. But, yeah, you can't buy them anymore. The federal government says you can't use them anymore, even though we use them safely. We knew that we weren't supposed to throw them at our sister. My gosh. You know, pretty soon the dartboards are going to be illegal. You'll shoot your eye out with that thing. Let me take you to Italy. Very serious situation in Italy. Italy, very hard hit by coronavirus. But there's a report. I'm not going to open the news report because I don't want to use any more bandwidth. I'm just going to stay with what I got. I'm going off of my memory now, Andy. But basically the story was that finally they're beginning to see a slowdown in northern Italy, which is good. They're going to start, and that same thing is happening out of Washington. We're going to start seeing this. I promise you. Listen, I promise. But southern Italy is now concerned with violence, looting, and rioting. That's a concern here. There have been a number of government officials in cities across America. The AP, I believe, reported it yesterday. I was talking about it. And I've seen several stories from different outlets talking about the potential for looting and rioting in American cities. Certainly it can happen. It has happened many times over America's history, many times. But particularly when there's a lot of fear and you have people, as this continues to drag out, who have nothing left. Unemployment check ain't going to get you by if you're used to making a certain amount of money and that's what your lifestyle is. So there's going to be a lot of desperate people in some of these big urban environments, Andy, and it does concern me, and it obviously concerns a lot of people who are purchasing firearms right now for that very reason. What are your thoughts on that?
No, absolutely. I mean, that goes directly back to Jim Acosta asking President Trump, why are people going to fall in depression? Why are people going to commit suicide? Why are people going to have mental health issues or try and do something bad when they're the ones that report every single day when they're trying to make excuses for individuals that say, well, the reason that they're trying to loot a store or rob a home or something doesn't mean that they need to be shot when they enter your home. It's just the fact that they're in a bad situation and that they need to have they're a victim, and therefore we should treat them as such instead of defending what we have. And now we're seeing that exact same scenario. We have people that are out of work. We see the largest potential unemployment since above even what the Great Depression was back then. And we have individuals concerned that, you know what, if that's going to be the case and it goes on for a really long time, I'm a little scared of what could happen if I have valuables in my home. I need to go and get a firearm. And now the government, again, because they have to hold our hand and tell us to wipe our nose and to use sanitary wipes and to use, you know, a hand sanitizer.
Cough in your elbow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 10 seconds, brother.
That in first grade, they're now the ones telling us that we shouldn't be able to go get a firearm to defend ourselves during a time like this, and that troubles me.
Yeah, the answer to that is no. And please don't come in my house looking for sympathy. You ain't going to get any. I promise you that. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in these GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone is going to get up and do it again tomorrow. Make sure to check out the video news feeds at Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Support all of our sponsors. You know I love you. I'm going to get up and do it again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you on the radio from these studios.